Dark clouds hang low in the sky this morning as Skull Creek bubbles through a low water bridge, part of the established Fayetteville Urban Trails Network, adjacent to numerous urban streams. It flows to Mud Creek, then Clear Creek, and into the Illinois River. This pretty place is right next to a busy boulevard connecting the University of Arkansas campus to Fayetteville's North Medical and Shopping districts, yet it feels kind of wild. The creek bank is densely shaded with willow, cottonwood, and sycamore birds careering through, and when few humans are around, so do coyote, fox, and deer, because this is a wildlife boulevard as well. Since the 1950s, America's industrial complex has swallowed whole forests and watersheds, leaving behind isolated pockets of trees, mostly in city parks, and channelized barren stream banks. But now, developers and cities like Fayetteville are beginning to understand the value of so-called green infrastructure.
A green infrastructure is a highly collaborative, long-term, science-based planning approach that comes out of first principles of landscape ecology, conservation biogeography, geographic information systems, and city planning, community planning.
Barbara Boland is co-coordinator of the Fayetteville Natural Heritage Association's Green Infrastructure Project. She's a GIS technician and remote sensing image analyst.
The green infrastructure that supports our lives here consists of those natural elements that is the habitat for all the animals and humans. It's anything it can be that functions as an ecosystem. It can be working lands, it can be parks, it can be trails, it can be absolutely wilderness. It can be your backyard.
So imagine a green infrastructure network as a cluster of large cells, each with a core of intact habitat, surrounded by a hub of green human habitat connected by strands of corridor for wildlife, linked to other green clusters.
The southeast section of Fayetteville is part of the Lower Boston Mountains in terms of ecoregions. And then to the north and west, you start into the Springfield Plateau, and there's an incised Springfield Plateau that's got a little bit more hills in it, and then that corridor Springfield Plateau that goes from the mall area down to Farmington. Well, as it turns out, the corridors link those ecoregions.
Greenland, Farmington, Johnson, and Fayetteville, for now, are the only cities involved in this green infrastructure project. But other cities in the so-called Metropolitan Statistical Area, Springdale, Rogers, and Bentonville, have been invited to join, creating a green corridor all the way up to Missouri. Initially, 325 agencies and individuals were invited to participate in the Green Infrastructure Project.
115 people came to our first meeting. It was astounding. But even more surprising was that of those 115 people that showed up, 60 people wanted to work on the project.
Those 60 volunteers broke into four working groups based on their interests: environment, education, heritage, parks, and trails. They collected data on geographic features like wild habitat, rare wetland, prairies, savanna sites, cultural and historical resources like churches, cemeteries, heritage routes, working lands, that would be farms, and finally recreational resources. All of those elements were mapped by Barbara Boland.
You take layers of digital information about your area and you stack it up, and given all that deep stack of information about your area, you can develop a very rich understanding of your community.
A fourth working group looked at securing conservation easement funding and regulatory tools like tree ordinances, riparian buffer zones, and conservation subdivision ordinances. Once complete, public meetings were hosted.
We've held probably 20 public meetings. Notably, the Weddington Woods community hosted us. We've been in Farmington and Greenland, and we've been in Fayetteville three or four times. The Fayetteville Garden Club, just at many different venues, to show our preliminary network map and say, is everything that we need to put on here, and is there anything that's extraneous? We got a great report card.
One good thing about our economic recession is that it slowed down urban development, providing elbow room for green infrastructure planners like these Patty Irwin is Urban Forestry Coordinator with the Arkansas Forestry Commission. She's responsible for funding the Fayetteville Natural Heritage Association to conduct the Green Infrastructure Project via a $25,000 USDA Forest Service grant in 2007.
Back in early 2000, the Forest Service had funding available for states to look at the interface and green linkages. And it was called Title VII funding. And so the Forestry Commission applied, and we got a grant then. And what we did was we worked with American Forest, and they did an assessment of Northwest Arkansas. And what we looked at was the changes that had occurred over a 15-year period. And the reason that we wrote the grant to begin with was because of the new regional airport that was just finishing being built. And we knew that a lot of changes were going to be occurring. And so we wanted to provide some kind of tool for the communities to think about how do we want to make sure that we keep these green linkages viable.
The Arkansas Forestry Commission works to protect and develop the forest by preventing and suppressing wildfires, monitoring and promoting forest health, and encouraging reforestation and forest resource stewardship. That 2000 Title VII funded study found that forest in Northwest Arkansas had decreased by nearly 20%. A set of preliminary maps were drawn up showing what remaining key green spaces required protecting. The city of Fayetteville adopted that plan for its 2025 plan. But Irwin said the Arkansas Forestry Commission sought to have a more regional scope, so helped organize the Green Infrastructure Project with the Fayetteville Natural Heritage Association in partnership with Beaver Water District.
As our communities are growing, we're impacting all that land that surrounds us. And so if we can look at developing that land in a healthy, you know, sustainable manner, then our communities obviously are going to, you know, be better in the future and maintain those environmental services that we all appreciate now.
Green Infrastructure Project volunteers travel to the National Conservation Training Center in Virginia. It's operated by the Conservation Fund, which merges economic and ecological interests. The fund partners with community, government, and corporate organizations to fulfill conservation priorities. Which takes us back to the Skull Creek Trail, a prime stream corridor for wildlife. That's where we met up with Chris Wilson.
I have an interest in prairies and prairie restoration. I've actually worked for the Nature Conservancy for 16 years, and during that time I've done a lot of work in managing and restoring tall grass prairie. And so I was really interested when I discovered that there are some remnant prairies actually in Fayetteville. Yeah, to me, one of the real values of this green infrastructure planning process is we can go out on the landscape and identify some of the last important pieces, whether they're prairies, wetlands, forest, whatever the habitat type may be, and be able to work with the landowners that have those pieces to first let them know what they have, let them know they've got something that's really important. Let the community know it's important, and then we can make the decision as a community, as we develop and as we grow and as we place new roads and new developments, we can then decide whether we want to do that on top of one of the last pieces of prairie or forest, or whether we want to save those pieces for future generations and put our future development elsewhere. And to me, that's why this planning process is important. It provides kind of a blueprint that we can use going into the future to ensure that we will always have some of these natural areas as part of our living environment.
This awareness and the hard work of this 60-member Green Infrastructure Project has caught the attention of the U.S. Forest Service, as well as the Northwest Arkansas Regional Planning Commission, which is currently raising money to do a similar assessment, this time in Benton County. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.